little fun traffic on Friday afternoon in the Tampa Bay area, trying to get here and do the radio show. A little crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy out there, man. A lot of traffic. You know, everybody be safe because it's crazy out there.
All right. So the first question is, I know we're going to talk a lot about football, but were you trying to get some last-minute shopping in, trying to get some Christmas presents done? Or
like, Yeah, I just had went to a little car dealership real quick. You know what I mean? Kind of a present for myself, you know, a little something, family present. So,
are we allowed to talk a little more about this or what we got, or is it superstitious, or you don't want to talk about it, or what's the deal?
We could talk a little about, you know, first off, shout out to Jeff and Roger at the, you know, Reeves dealership, you know, over there.
Good last name, by the way, Reeves.
Yeah.
Fine as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, they said they listened to the show, and, right. But I got a BMW X5.
Is this something you've always wanted? And today was the day?
Yeah, it was the day. You know, it was a good deal on it. You know what I mean? And I need a safe car. You know,
did they put a bow on it for you for Christmas, like it's wrapped? Or
they actually did. It's crazy as that. They actually did. So, yeah, I got a safer car.
All right. Well, that's cool. Yeah. How long have you been looking for that automobile, or looking at that automobile, or that particular one, or whatever? But for a while?
Yeah, for a while. You know, it's I always wanted an SUV, and, you know, my wife is really working hard, you know what I mean? She's a registered nurse at St. Joseph across the street.
Okay.
So, you know, we wanted something nice. She has a lot of money. She's really rich.
I see. Well, she's in nursing for the money.
Yeah.
Kind of like I'm in radio for the money.
Exactly.
I understand. So you got it all taken care of right here before Christmas. So we're going to have a lot of fun tonight. We'll talk some Christmas. We're going to talk some football. Before we get to the timeout here, how has this week gone? I said as the show began that, not to speak for you guys, but I kind of got the feeling if you could have played a game Monday or Tuesday trying to get rid of some things from Sunday, you would have wanted to play Monday or Tuesday, but you've had to wait now a few days, and you've got to wait two more days to play. But what's the week been like trying to get back out there after the Rams on Sunday?
It's been a great week, you know what I mean? Tough loss, you know, as everybody knows, but, you know, everybody came back in here, you know, ready to work, you know, watching film, working hard. We had great week of practice, you know what I mean? So we're ready to go, man. I'm excited to go out there and play on
Has
Sunday.
There been any talk? I mean, I know the coach has said all week long, hey, we understand the playoffs are out of reach, so now we can only control this game and the final game to get to 8-8. Has there been any different talk or emphasis this week in and around One Buck Place, business as usual? How would you describe it?
I would say business as usual, you know. We focus on the game that's coming up. We focus on Sunday, you know what I mean? And that's what I feel like guys have been doing. You know, put the past in the past. The future is the future. We're focused on right now and what we can do right now to get better. And I think everybody came, took advantage of each and every day, you know, every second they had here in the building with these great coaches we have. And we've just been working, man. No matter playoffs or not, everybody's working, you know, like we're going to the playoffs.
All right. We will talk more with Mason Foster as we go along. Good to have him here for the full hour. We're going to have a lot of fun on different subjects, including the Bucks and the Rams. He knows some of what's coming, including tacos.
Yeah.
Stand by. It is still to come. It is Buccaneers Total Access with number 59 linebacker Mason Foster. Stay with us here on this Friday night on the Buccaneers Radio Network. And we are back with Mason Foster here on this Friday night before Christmas. We've got much to discuss. We have already found out in the first segment here that Christmas kind of came early with a new automobile. So I didn't follow up with this. Did you do your own shopping? Have you been around malls? Did you do it all online? Is it done? Is it still in progress? What's the update?
It's in progress. You know, I like to do most of my shopping at the mall. You know, but it is easier a lot of times for my little cousins and, you know, my little godson and everything. It's easier to shop online, so I usually wait till last minute and, you know, go on Disney.com and get them a bunch of,
there we go,
and it sends right to their house. But I like to go shopping out here and just send it back. So there's a lot of nice malls in Tampa.
All right, so you have not braved that today. Are you maybe going to brave that tomorrow before you have to go to the hotel and get ready for everything? Or
no way.
Monday?
Yeah, I'm telling
you. Do you ever shop on Christmas Eve?
No, I can't do Christmas Eve, okay, man. It's,
Because that's crazy.
It gets a little too hectic.
And a lot of stuff's been picked over. The sales have happened, so.
Yeah, it's just.
All right, I'm just wondering about that. And again, public service there to everybody. Be patient if you're out on the roads and whatever, because it is about that time. All right, we're going to go to the phones. 990-4620. If you're in Pinellas, 727-461-4620. Toll free wherever you can hear us. We've been getting calls from all over the place this season, Mason Foster, including even out of the country. We get calls from New York, from California, Buck fans everywhere, not just in the state of Florida, which is good. 1-800-596-BUCKS, wherever you can hear the show, 1-800-596-2827 is the toll-free for you to join us here tonight. All right, let's talk with Steve first in Venice. You are on here with Mason Foster on Buccaneers Total Access. Hey, Steve.
Hey, DJ, how you doing? Mason, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to ask, last year you got thrown in as a rookie as a starter, and I don't even want to talk about last year, but this year we have a lot of rookies on defense that got put in, and they played good. We had a good run going, and now the last couple games not so good. Are they coming to you for advice at all as a rookie now that you're in your second year and how to deal with it?
All right, younger guys.
Yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of younger guys, you know, maybe not come to you and ask, you know, certain questions, but, you know, Levante is, you know, one of my good friends on the team. He's my roommate. And, you know, I just try to help him out with any little thing, you know, anything, you know what I mean? Just cold tub, you know, any questions you got, any little thing they ask me or they need, you know, I'm there for them on or off the field because I know how tough it can be. You know, it's a big difference coming to NFL, you know, from college, and college is way different. So, you know, little points, little tips here and there that, you know, make things a little easier, help things go on a little smoother.
You went through an off season a year ago to get ready for the year and did not go through an off season. It was kind of weird. What was the difference this year? I know it's a new coaching staff, but you could be in the building all off season, unlike your rookie year. You could have OTAs to learn the new system, have access to the training staff, to everything you wanted. How much did that help? How much of a difference was it this go around in year two for you?
Well, it was a huge difference. You know, just being able to sit here and, you know, talk, if it's, you know, talking to older guys on the team, you know, Adam Hayward, Quincy. You know, if it was like being in here and, like you said, being able to sit in the cold tub, sit in the hot tub and get stretched. So, like, man, during the lockout, you know, everything was on your own. You know, I was in Seattle, you know what I mean, working out with the Huskies, you know, trying to get ready to play in the NFL.
And truthfully, you didn't have any idea what to expect because you hadn't done it before. That's
exactly
the point.
Nothing at all. So, being here this offseason was great, man. We got great coaches, so – you know, anytime you had a question about anything or you just want to talk to somebody about, you know, what's going on or anything, you know, the building was open. So you can come in and do whatever you needed to do, and it helped out a lot.
Again, Steve, thanks for the phone call. You know, as far as Levante David coming in as a rookie, you know, you have a lot of fun with him, but give me something that you've pointed out to him that, hey, you got to be ready for this because you had been through it for a year before he shows up as a rookie this year, Mason.
The biggest thing I would tell Levante, you know, towards, you know, as we got in the role and the groove of the season was, you know, make sure you're taking care of your body now because, you know, you hit week 10, week 11, man, it gets rough, you know, especially coming from college where, you know, you playing, what, 10, 11 games or something like that. So I would just tell him, man, you know, go get stretched, you know, go get a massage, you know, sit in the cold tub, even though I know he hates it just like I hate it. You know, you got to do it. It's going to, you know, it pays dividends in the end.
Well, explain more about what you mean about sitting in the cold tub and why you hate it. What do you do and what does it do for you physically?
It makes, you know, like gets your legs from being sore. You know, I don't know exactly what it does. It just makes you feel better. But it's, for me personally, it's just really, really cold. And I hate cold water. So sitting in there, man, is like torture. But, you know, it's something you got to do.
Will you get up waist deep, neck deep? How far up do you get to get the body cold and healed up some from what's going on?
I go waist deep. That's as far as I can go, you know, some guys get in there, you know, neck deep, get their arm, you know, everything. Uh-huh. But, I mean, I just go waist deep. That's all I can do.
Will you do that? I mean, do you do that every week? Do you do that every other week? You try to do that a couple times a week? How does it work?
Every day.
Every day you're in that cold tub.
Every day, yeah.
and you feel like it is helping the body respond.
Yeah, definitely. You know, everybody does it, and it does help, you know what I mean, keep you little nicks, little everything, man. Get your legs feeling fresh for the next day because, I mean, it's your job. You know what I mean? Every day you got to come to work and, you know, perform at a high level, you know, or else you lose your job. So got to take care of your body.
Got to take care of your body. All right, back to the phones while we talk with Mason Foster here tonight. Here is John in Tampa. You are up next here on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Hey, John.
Hey, fellas. Good evening.
How you doing?
Kind of following up on the cold tub question, and that is, you know, how do you feel right now physically, and can you make a comparison how you feel this time of year in your second season around this time versus how you felt, you know, in your rookie season around this time? Is there a difference?
Yeah, that's a good question, man. But I feel a lot better, you know, after going through it once last year and knowing, you know, how I felt at the end of the year last year, and I, you know, prepared myself, you know, through off-season training, you know, working really hard in the off-season, you know what I mean, making sure you're lifting hard all year, you know what I mean, even during the season, lifting hard, keep lifting. And, you know, like I said, cold tub, hot tub, stretching, you know, getting massages, it all, you know, helps out a lot, man. Even though, you know, because last year, like you said, last year – I was hurting, you know, towards the end of the year. I was, you know, I was tired. So this year I feel good. You know, I'm ready to play.
You know, I've heard different rookies say this, that they get their first couple of experiences in the NFL, and then Monday or Tuesday after the first couple of games, they realize, boy, that's a whole lot more physical. Not to say it's not physical, but more physical than I thought it was going to be or that I've lived through it. So Monday and Tuesday becomes huge for and Wednesday for recovering for the next week, right? That's another big part of it is get on it early in the week to get ready for the next game, right?
Yeah, exactly. You have to. You have to, you know, as soon as the game's over, you know, come in Monday, you got to, you know, what they call it, get the lactic acid out your legs, man. You know, work it out, you know what I mean? Get in the cold tub, see the trainers if you need it. And, you know, it helps you a lot because, like you said, if you just – sit around or, you know, try to say, I'm just going to relax and let it go. You know, it builds up, man. You'll definitely feel it come Wednesday. So you definitely have to get on Monday and Tuesday or else you'll be hurting.
Again, Mason Foster is with us here tonight, giving us some insight. And we love that part of it, the physical part of the game. What about the adjustment, new coaching staff, new scheme here with the defense? Just, you know, talk to me about that because here this is your second year. It's a second scheme to learn. But let's talk a little bit about that part of it because there's a mental challenge to this game, too, that's important.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, you know, being in the NFL is, you know, it's a lot of thinking, man. You got to be a smart guy. You got to be on top of everything. So, but, you know, I feel like these coaches, you know, coaches this year did a great job of coming in and introducing the new scheme and, you know, presenting it in a way for everybody to understand it and just, you know, continue to work with us day in and day out. And, you know, I feel like even though it's the end of the year, we're still getting better and we're still learning. You know, I'm a younger guy and, you know, I just try to challenge myself each and every day to continue to get better, try to understand something more, try to, you know, get more familiar with, you know, any little part of the defense or any little defense. And I did that throughout the year and I feel like it's made me a better football player.
Brag on your position coach, Coach Frazier, also the front seven coach, Coach Cox, who used to play in the league, and even defensive coordinator Bill Sheridan. What's it like to be around those guys teaching this offense, Mason? Yeah. Or defense, I'm sorry, Mason.
Yeah, they're great coaches. You know, Coach Sheridan is an amazing coach. You know, the way that he can, you know, tie things together. You know, that's one of the things I think helps a lot of people out. A lot of players out is being able to tie things together. This is similar to this, you know, but you just got to do this. You know what I mean? And I think that helps guys, you know, go out there and be able to play fast. And Coach Frazier and Coach Cox are great coaches as well. You know what I mean? With our linebackers, you know, Coach Cox teaching, you know, pass rush moves to everybody, just helping everybody get better, man, trying to push you to be the best you can be. That's the biggest thing, you know, with Coach Frazier and Coach Cox. You know, they're in the linebacker room with us. And they will never let you settle for being good. You know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah, you had a good game, but we know that you could be great, so we want you to be great because this is not good enough. You know, even though it may be good to somebody looking outside in, but we know you can do better, so we're going to continue to push you to be better.
Like that part of it, again, here on Buccaneers Total Access. And we'll go back to the phones. Ron is in St. Pete here with number 59, Mason Foster, with us. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, TJ? And how you doing, number 59, Mason?
Man, I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, good. Good, buddy. I'll be at the game this weekend making some noise, like always.
Okay.
My question, Mason, is could you kind of, like, lay out what are the major differences between the pro game or when you come in from the college game to the pro game? I mean, is there any, like, speed differences? Or, I mean, what's the biggest, you know, kind of adjustment or adjustments that you need to make? And I'm a lifelong fan. TJ, I love your show, regular listener, and go get him this Sunday, Mason. And we support you no matter what. And go Bucks. And Merry Christmas. And y'all have a happy new year.
Thank you, Ron.
Yep.
Speed of the game.
Yeah.
You can probably go on and on. That's the biggest challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge challenge, the speed of the game. And, you know, what I tell people, try to explain to people, because, you know, everybody asks you that question. So the way I try to explain it, it may not be, you know, definitely the foot speed is faster, you know, like, you know, how fast everybody is. But, I mean, you know what I mean, everybody's fast. So, you know, the biggest thing is how fast things happen in between plays. You know what I mean? It's no, you don't get a long time to think about last play or anything. So, it's, you know, everything's rapid fire. You know what I mean? Even if they're huddling up, you know, we face the Broncos. Peyton Manning's not huddling up, so that's even faster. But that's the biggest thing is things happen like that. You can't dwell on, oh, I missed a tackle, or, you know, oh, I dropped the interception. You got to keep going because the next play is just, you know, that could be the big play. So that's the biggest thing. And then the next thing I would say is just how physical the game is, you know, period. You know what I mean? Like college, you can go out there and play, you know, make 18 tackles and, you know, still be feeling good after the game. Here, it's like you're exhausted. Even if you made one tackle that game, you're going to be exhausted. And, you know what I mean? But I love it. You know, I wouldn't have it any other way. You know what I mean? It's a physical game. And, you know what I mean? Football's football, man. It doesn't change.
You touched on Peyton Manning, and you know, that's a guy that I'm sure all throughout your life you've been watching this guy play for the Colts. Now here he is in his first year with the Broncos, and there you were at the new Mile High Stadium, face to face with him across the line of scrimmage. I know you're not supposed to think of it like fans or the media thinks of it, but did part of you have a half second where you went, "Holy smokes, that is Peyton Manning"?
Yeah. You have those moments, and really not during the game, but, you know, you always tell myself, like, man, I ain't tripping off, you know, Peyton Manning, you know what I mean? You know, he's just a regular guy.
That was your mindset going in.
Yeah, that's your mindset. And then, you know, you see him, you know, coming out pregame or, you know, before, and it's like, man, he's a great, you know, great football player. You watch, you know, it's like, man, he does in everything that you see on TV or you see the commercials or, you know what I mean? You see him on ESPN, the highlights, that's all real, man. He's the real deal. And that's really when you have those moments. Like, you see him do something, boom, you're guarding a guy, and he throws the ball behind your head, and he catches it. You know, it's like, you know, you want to get upset or angry, but you realize it's Peyton Manning, man. He's going to make those plays. That's why he's always on ESPN.
Well, and, you know, years from now, he's going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And years from now, Mason Foster will be able to tell stories to the kids, the grandkids, who a godson that you were talking about.
Yeah.
I played against that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I went head-to-head against that guy.
Yeah.
And a lot of other guys like him. Again, Mason is here with us for the full hour. We will get to some more stuff about personal life, including you're a Northern California guy, and the Bucks took a trip earlier this year to Northern California against the Raiders. He's pumping his fist right now, radio audience, and had success against the Raiders. And it's interesting in the Foster household because I believe at least one family member is a Raider fan, if not several of them are Raider fans. So we'll talk with him about that as we go along. Again, join us on the phones. It is Buccaneers Total Access, Bucks and Rams coming up Sunday, as we will have more on this Friday night on the Buccaneers Radio Network. All right, we are back talking some Buccaneer football and all else with Mason Foster here on Total Access as the St. Louis Rams come to town for Sunday and the final game of the home schedule for 2012. Again, you can join us on the phones at 990-4620. If you're in Pinellas, 727-461-4620 and toll-free wherever you can hear the show, 1-800-596-BUCKS, 1-800-596-2827 to join us here tonight. All right, Northern California, where you grew up. We got to go back there this year for a matchup with the Oakland Raiders. First of all, what was that like to go back and play a game at the old Oakland Coliseum, the same place where all the Raider greats have played in home games? What was that like for you to come back basically to home, to that area?
Yeah, it was amazing, man. You know, I really didn't know what to expect. You know, I knew it was going to be, you know, nice to see everybody and, you know, play, you know, in the black hole and, you know, all this. But I wasn't really expecting too much. But, man, it was great. You know, I loved it. It was, you know, I got a chance to see my little sister. She came through, brought some food. You know, she goes to San Jose State. So she came through, brought some food, you know. Had a good little meal before.
Want to share what the meal was? Because I have a feeling I know what it was.
It wasn't tacos.
I'm disappointed.
I got to tell you what happened, man. I was disappointed, too. I almost didn't want to see her. She was supposed to make tacos and cupcakes.
Fans should know, you've talked about this before, tacos are your thing. Does your mom make the best tacos, or who makes the best tacos?
My mom makes the best tacos.
Okay, but your sister usually makes good tacos.
Yeah, my sister's like a mini me of my mom, so she's a great cook too. So,
but she did not make tacos this time.
She
in California.
She didn't have the shell. She came with some lame excuse. So, but she ended up bringing one of my grandfather's, you know, best dishes. It was like an om rice, like sausage, just a bunch of stuff.
Wow.
Throwing in fried rice and some fried chicken. So it was a cool little meal, you know. But most importantly, I got to see my little sister and, you know, see how she was doing. But it, like I said, it was just great being, you know, being back in
Refresh
California.
Refresh my memory. Your mother is the Raiders fan, or your father is the Raiders fan?
My father is a Raiders fan.
Okay, so what was this conflict here? Did he have on? Surely he had on Buccaneer colors. His son is playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Come on,
yeah.
What's the story?
He's a big time Raiders fan, but you know. He was wearing his Bucs stuff. He had his Bucs flag. You know, he was all Buccaneered out. Everybody was. I told you right before.
Yes, you did.
But, you know, my mom and dad, you know, my best friends, they had on Buccaneer stuff. But it was crazy. I walk out the tunnel. You know how you walk?
Uh-huh.
Like, it's like on the 50-yard line. I walk out the tunnel. And the first people I see is my little cousin, Lathan, Davion, and Lathaniel. And they're just all raidered out. They have their face painted, and they're just talking crazy.
This is family.
This is family. My first cousin.
Oh.
And they're just going nuts. Like, why you ain't got no Buccaneer gear on? Like, nah, man, you know, Raiders, da-da-da-da. So, you know what I mean? It was good to see them, but, you know, I was kind of disappointed. I thought they were going to, you know, I thought for sure they was going to have on Buccaneer gear.
But, as it turns out, you know, defense is doing its thing. Doug Martin starts doing his thing. There were a lot of Buccaneer fans. I know there was friends and family of some players, but some other Buccaneer fans that made the trip. And the Buccaneer fans are making some noise. And lo and behold, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Oakland Raiders. So what was it like for that to happen there for you?
It was great, man. You know, it was a big game. It was,
did you
it was
see
a
your cousins
game
after the game?
Yeah, I seen them all. And they didn't have their Raiders jerseys on after the game. I'll tell you that. They was asking for Buccaneer gear. So, but, yeah, it was great, man. It was a great, great game to be a part of, man. Beautiful weather. And, you know, the fans were going crazy. The Oakland fans were going crazy. But like you said, there was a lot of Buccaneer fans in there, and they were really loud. So it was a good matchup.
Again, you know, is that one of those moments where you stand there and go for a half second in pregame, I am really here, I am really doing this against the Oakland Raiders?
Yeah, that's one of those times too, you know what I mean? I remember sitting up in the nosebleed sections with my dad, you know, watching the Raiders versus the Cowboys when I was like 6 years old. And then, you know, to be on the field, you know, is truly a blessing.
The black hole over there, were they giving you some disturbance, yelling out, or did you go over and say anything pregame?
No.
Or usually they're rowdy now.
Yeah, they're real rowdy. So I just avoided the whole – I avoided that whole section of the stadium. I didn't want nothing to do with the black hole. I was enjoying the view from the other side of the field. They can be over there. They can have their fun in the black hole, man.
As you can tell, Mason, we love his personality and love him giving as much insight as he's given us here tonight. Again, you can join us on the phone if you got questions, if you got comments, 990-4620. If you're in Pinellas, 727-461-4620. And toll-free 1-800-596-BUCKS. You can also tweet in a question at Bucks Sideline Guy, B-U-C, Bucks Sideline Guy. Tommy tweets me a question, by the way, and says, Mason, what's it like in this system compared to the previous system? If you had to give us a couple of differences in Bill Sheridan's system, what's different this year? about it? Because every coaching staff is going to put in different things, but what's different this year?
The biggest difference is it's more of a attacking style defense, I feel like, at least from the linebacker standpoint. You know, you get to, you know, play downhill, you know, run through gaps, you know, real aggressive type of defense, and, you know, I love it, man. And it's just the way everything's, you know, really different, you know what I mean? But that's the biggest thing, is that attacking.
When you say play downhill, explain to the fans what you refer to for those that don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, instead of playing, you know, lateral, like side to side, you know, kind of mirroring the running back, you're downhill. You're coming at him, straight at him. You're not waiting for him to cross the line of scrimmage. You're going pressing him at the line of scrimmage and trying to get him before he crosses, you know, the line of scrimmage. And that's the biggest difference. And, you know, I mean, anybody who loves to hit and, you know, loves football, or any linebacker that loves linebacker, you know, that's the defense they want to play in.
Go hit something.
Go hit anything.
You and Lavonte David seem to be very competitive on, off the field, practice field, you know, whatever the case is. How have you made each other better as this year has gone on with that competitive nature, aggressive nature, go get the ball carrier, go get the guy trying to catch the ball, feeding off each other? Elaborate on that.
Yeah, we definitely feed off each other, and it's definitely, you know, friendly competition because, like I told him the other day, it's like, man, even when we was in college, and, you know, I knew who Lavonte was, he knew who I was, you know, we were up there in college trying to beat each other for tackles each and every week. So it's still like the same thing, man. And I know he's a great linebacker. He has, you know, he sees certain things out there. I see certain things out there. And, you know, we're roommates in the hotel. So being able to sit there and, you know, watching film or watching, you know, going over notes like, hey, you know, Mace, hey, you seen this? You know, you see this guard right here? Or you see, you know, the way he's looking right here? And I'm like, yeah, I seen that. But did you see this right here? And, you know, it kind of, you know, in a way, it helps. We help each other out by pointing little things out, what we've seen, and we're both making each other better at the same time.
Now, this is a fun thing, and we don't want to let Lavonte get too big of a head on this and you know, think that he's all that. But are there certain moments out there on the field where you're getting ready to try to go make a play, and all of a sudden here's a blur wearing number 54, blurring, you're shaking your head, blurring right by you. You're glad that that guy's on the defense, obviously.
Exactly. It happens more than you think. You know, Lavonte is, you know, freakishly athletic, you know, great instincts, and, you know, he plays hard every single snap. So a lot of times, man, I catch myself coming to make a tackle or thinking I'm about to make a nice play, and you just see, like you said, a flash, boom, and it's Lavonte getting up. Like, but you can't do nothing but be happy for him, man, because you see how hard he works and how humble he is. So, you know, anytime he's making a play, you know, I feel, you know, I'm making a play.
And that's not to say that there's not moments where you don't go flashing by and others don't go flashing by and make plays. But Lavonte, I think a lot of people were wondering, you know, didn't know a lot about Nebraska maybe, didn't know a lot about him. But my goodness, we saw it right away that he is a tackler. Yeah. And you are a tackler. And you have to be – elaborate on that. You have to be a tackler if you're going to play and you're going to stay in the game and continue to start and continue to play. You got to be able to tackle at your position.
Yeah, exactly. You hit it right on the head because a lot of people don't realize how tough it really is. You know what I mean? If you look at Adrian Peterson and – you know what I mean? D'Angelo Williams. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get on the list. Everybody, man. There's a good running back on every single team, you know, in the NFL. And, you know, it's tough to tackle those guys. A lot of those guys, you know, 225 pounds running 4.4s, you know, and strong as an ox. But at the same time, man, you just got to be able to put your face on it, man, be able to tackle. You know, it's tough, but somebody's got to do it.
We'll get back to the phones in a second. You mentioned Adrian Peterson, and he has two games remaining with a chance to break the all-time single-season rushing record. You were on the field against him in victory at the Metrodome back in October. Mason, the guy's coming back from a serious knee injury a year ago, had a huge run in defeat in that game, has had several more huge runs since then. What's it like to go against Adrian Peterson? Because you got to experience that. You actually experienced it the last 2 years, including your rookie year. But what's it like to go against all day,
man,
number 28?
It's exactly what you said. It's all day. You know what I mean? You can't let up at all against, you know, a guy like Adrian Peterson, because he's just, like, I feel like he's trying to break every single run. Anytime he touches the ball, he's a home run hitter. He could hit that home run and take it all the way to the house. So You know what I mean? Any little, you know, mess up or, you know, misfit on your defense, he's going to find it and bust for 25, 30, or what, 60 yards like he did on us. So, I mean, it's crazy, though, to see, you know. I was a fan of his when he was in college, when he almost won the Heisman or what.
Right?
Yeah, so.
He was in the top five a couple times.
Yeah, so he's just, you know, great, great athlete, man. It's crazy, man. He's just a freak.
Who do you give the Comeback Player of the Year award to? Do you give it to him? I mean, I'm just talking about in general, fans, media. Do you give it to Peyton Manning? I mean, both of them, Manning didn't play the entire year last year. Adrian, you know, blows a knee out in the final week of the season where he's got a 6 to 9 month rehab to even come back to play. That's going to be a tough call on who's the Comeback Player of the Year, and both of them are going to be under consideration for Most Valuable Player, both coming off of injury. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Tough call,
man.
Huh?
But both those guys, just to think, you know what I mean, to have your neck messed up or whatever it was, to have your neck messed up and be able to come back and just play football in general is, you know, a great accomplishment in itself. But let alone, you know, be leading your team and, you know, breaking records and then, you know, Adrian Peterson, you know, like you said, just like you could just tell, man, tearing his ACL and coming back and just running through grown men like that is incredible.
Yeah, he's had quite a year, and again, may have a historic year in the next couple of weeks. We'll see. Here is Marcos on the phones in Tampa. You're with us here with Mason Foster. Hey, Marcos.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
Hey, quick question, Mason. Two things. Number one, Amendola is on my fantasy. Please leave him alone for a little bit, bro.
I got news for you.
I'm one game out of the Super Bowl. Please help me out.
Marcos, I got news for you. He doesn't care about your fantasy team. He's got every chance he gets to hit Amendola, Mason. Am I right?
Yeah,
You're going to take the chance.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
All right, and my second question, what's the transition like when you guys, I expect you might have been a Raiders fan before. How is that conversation in the locker room when you guys talk about your teams that you guys liked before you became Bucks? What is that whole experience like?
All right. Did you grow up a Raiders fan or did you grow up a Cowboys fan?
I grew up a Raiders fan.
Because your mom is a Cowboys fan.
My mom is a Cowboys fan. So,
do you guys talk about who you used to root for at any point in time? Does that ever come up?
Maybe once. You know, I can't really think any time, but maybe when you're talking to, you know, one of your friends on the team, you know, about where you're from and all that. But, yeah, it is. I never really had somebody ask me that question, but it is weird. I mean, I'm a Buccaneers fan, man. Like, you know what I mean? I love this organization. I love the coaches. You know what I mean? I love the people, you know, everybody here, man, the cooks, you know, everybody. It's just a great, you know, team to be on, a great place to be, man. And Tampa's a great city. So, even if you did have a team that you really liked before you got drafted or whatever, you know, pretty much once you come and be a part of a team like this, I can't speak for any other place, you know what I mean? But myself, my experience, you come here to this city, you know, with this organization, you know, Mark, Dominic, everybody, it's a great place to be no matter what, man. It's just amazing to be here. So once you get here, it's like, man, I don't care about no any other NFL team.
This is your team.
This is my team.
I believe a year ago when we talked to you, you mentioned that you were very aware of this Buccaneer defense, and obviously they played against the Raiders 10 years ago in the Super Bowl. You know where I'm going with this. You're shaking your head right now.
Yeah,
I got the better of the Raiders on that day. What was it like to be around the Super Bowl reunion a couple of weeks ago where there is Warren Sapp, there is Derek Brooks. I know Derek lives here in the area, but there is Keyshawn Johnson. There is Brad Johnson. There's the MVP, Dexter Jackson, all in and around. That had to be neat, you know, pregame or whatever, to see some of those guys around, because I know the Raiders were on the wrong side of that, but Buccaneer fans still love that and remember that from 10 years ago.
Yeah, it was crazy, man, because after being here, you know, and playing a year in the NFL, you realize how, you know, how tough it is to get into the playoffs, let alone win the Super Bowl. So, you know, I got nothing but the utmost respect for every person that was a part of that team, from the equipment manager to the head trainer, man. It takes a lot of hard work and a lot of, you know, success to get to the Super Bowl and to win it, and to win it the way they did, you know. So I have nothing but respect for them. To see them all back and still talking to each other and being cool, man, it was really cool.
In the room where we do Buccaneers Total Access here, it's over your left shoulder. There's a picture of a guy named Rondé Barber that sits right here by us.
Yeah.
He's the last link to that Super Bowl team. He is in year number 16 in the NFL, and you're shaking your head. What is it like to be in the room with 2-0?
It's amazing, man. He's just, you know, he's the GOAT, you know, the greatest of all time, man. You know, the GOAT. Just a super OG, man. You know, I can't say nothing else about him. He's just on top of everything. It seems like he knows what's going to happen before it happens, you know. So all I do is I keep my ears open and try to, you know, get as much knowledge about football, about life, about anything from Rondé. So anytime he talks, you're going to see me right there listening, locked in, because, you know, anybody that's played that long in the league and has been that successful, you know, I'm taking anything I can from him no matter what. So it's just amazing, you know, and he's still out there doing it. You know what I mean? Interceptions, you know, big hits, tackles for loss. He can do it all, man. It's just greatest of all time.
Well, and you talk about somebody that in his 16th year does not look like 37 years old. I mean, he's running around, this is what you were saying, making plays. I mean, it's amazing. And that is somebody, again, that has repeatedly said, I take care of my body in the off season and during the year. To still be doing this, yeah, it's neat to be around that kind of guy and that kind of leadership, right?
It is, you know. I'm watching in camp. You know, anytime, you know, I'm feeling a little sore with this back in camp, and you know, Rondé is out there just killing still. You know what I mean? Like, dang, you know, dude is a machine. Like, what is he doing? You know, and it's just like that's what he does. Never complaining. He's just keeping it going. You know, and that's. You know, and then like the, what was it, Kansas City, he had the interception return for 60, you know, 70 yards, and he bounces right back, you know, standing up, didn't even nothing, no water, nothing, ready for the next series. It's just, you know, just talented like that, man, just amazing.
He says that the young guys in the room with him call him Uncle or Unk.
Yeah.
Or you call him GOAT or you call him Unk, or how does that work with Rondé?
I call him Day-Day. You know,
Rondé. You call him Day-Day.
Day-Day, yeah, Day-Day. So,
is this from the Friday movies?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, Day-Day, Rondé, Day-Day.
Okay, Day-Day there,
but,
too.
But, yeah. Right.
I'm just checking.
Or Unk, you know.
Or Unk or Uncle. He says he's fine. He says he's fine with that, with the young guys.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a little bit of insight on Rondé Barber. We'll come back. I promise we'll talk St. Louis Rams and a little more with Mason Foster here. You can get to us on the phones. You can tweet me again at Buck Sideline Guy. We're having a blast here on this Friday before Christmas and before the regular season home finale that is coming up on Sunday at 1 o'clock at Raymond James Stadium. We'll be back on the Buccaneers Radio Network. We are back. It's Buccaneers Total Access here on this Friday night. Bucks and the Rams coming up on Sunday. Before we get back to the phones, Mason Foster, Sam Bradford, Steven Jackson, obviously, in the backfield. You've been watching a lot of Rams tape. Give me a little scouting report. What stands out about the Rams coming in here?
Man, they're, you know, a great team, you know, well coached. But the biggest thing I would say, you know, that between their O-line and, you know, their running backs, they got a really – solid rushing attack, you know, and Sam Bradford, just, you know, everybody knows he's a good quarterback. He makes a lot of plays for him, and he got that team going in the right direction. So, you know, it's a big challenge coming up, but, you know, that's what I live for. That's what you love, you know what I mean? If it was easy, it wouldn't be as fun. So, you know what I mean? It's going to be a good game at home. Got great fans, so I'm excited, man. I can't wait.
Steven Jackson is a guy that you probably also watched, you know, whether it's high school, college. He's been in the league now 8 or 9 years. What's the challenge here? You've been watching him on tape. What's the challenge going after number 39 there?
He's just, you know, sees the field well, you know what I mean, reads his blocks well, and just a real physical, you know, tries to punish the guys. He's like 240. Coming downhill trying to run people over, you know, seeking out contact, not avoiding it. So anytime you face a running back like that, you know, it's a big challenge for linebackers, you know. So but he's one of the best backs, you know, around, one of the best backs in the league, done it for a long time. So I'm excited to, you know, get a chance to play against him and, you know, go out there and compete.
We got time to squeeze in another call here again, 990-4620. And if you're in Pinellas, 727-461-4620 and toll-free 1-800-596-BUCKS. 1-800-596-2827 is the toll-free. So, you know, the Rams come in here with a new coach in Jeff Fisher. And, you know, Gerald McCoy was saying something the other night about their offensive line. They've had to make some, you know, not unlike this team, have had to make some adjustments with some injuries on their offensive line, that you will see different offensive linemen in certain games on the game tape. How does that affect preparation where you're, you know, hey, I may be seeing this guy or it may be the new guy. We're not sure which. As a player, how do you prepare for that when you're not sure which guy that it might be with a couple of the offensive linemen that you might be going against?
Yeah, it's tough, you know what I mean? Because, you know, like I said earlier, I'm one of the guys who likes to, you know, check little things out about a guard or something or a tackle, you know, look at his stance, look at how he blocks certain run plays and, you know, what his footwork is like on this play. So definitely switch it up. You know, you got a whole different look. Something maybe you was banking on seeing on this play, this guy comes in and does a little different. So it can throw things off. But at the end of the day, you know, a guard is a guard, a center is a center. So you just got to go out there and beat him. You know what I mean? Go out there and be physical and play ball.
That's what this guy has done. That's what this defense has done. Why would you say, because this team, if they're not leading at this moment, for much of the year has been leading in tackles for loss this season, why would you say this team has had that kind of success on a league-wide level with tackles in the backfield, getting after the quarterback, getting after the running backs, and tackles for loss, Mason?
Definitely, you know, like I said earlier, you know, great scheme. Coach Aaron got a great scheme, but just how hard, you know, our whole defense plays as a whole, you know, I mean, a lot of guys don't get the credit, but, you know, between Roy Miller, you know, Gerald, Mike Bennett, Daniel, Tail Neshim, all those guys up front, you know, taking on the O-line and, you know, holding them up, clearing gaps, you know, letting us run free, a lot of the credit goes to them. They're making a lot of that happen, you know, which a lot of people may not see sitting at home, but, you know, they're taking up blocks, taking up double teams, you know, and it frees us up. So
elaborate on that, because people may not understand that sometimes if you're a defensive lineman, you may have succeeded by simply keeping the offensive lineman from being able to go block you, Levante, Adam Hayward, whoever's back there at the linebacker spot. They've done their job if they can keep the offensive lineman from getting out to where you are.
Yeah, that's pretty much, you know, what Roy does. You know, that's why he may not get a lot of credit. You may not see him, you know, may not be flashing or pretty and everything, but man, is he a great ball player. You know, he's taking on double teams, you know, two humongous human beings that he has to, you know, wrestle with, and he's keeping them off me and, you know, letting me and Levante run through gaps and make plays in the backfield. And really what he has to do is he just has to hold them. You know, he just has to fight back, you know, forcing against force. They're pushing against him. He's pushing against both of them, you know, trying to keep them from hitting us. And, you know, anybody can do that, you know, deserves a lot of money.
There you go. Look at this. You're trying to be an agent now for some of these guys. Take care of them and take care. You mentioned Daniel Tao Nesim. I remember last year you said to us that he got picked up during the season. I believe he got picked up off of Philadelphia's roster to come here, and you had played with him at the University of Washington. And one of the things you told us, I don't know if you remember this, you said he can rush the quarterback. He's the all-time sacks leader, I believe, at the University of Washington on the defensive pass rushing side of things. So what's it like to have Tao Nesim here with you, Tao?
Yeah, it's great, man. It's funny you say it. It's great because he's one of my best friends, you know what I mean? He was my good friend in college. Great guy, but just to have him here, you know, it was like your brother, you know what I mean? Somebody you can hang out with, somebody come up to the house, you know what I mean? Go to lunch, go to the beach, whatever. But also having him here, like I said, he can rush the passer and he has a super high motor. So he's always playing hard, always working really hard in the weight room, you know, studying film. So to have him on the defense and have him here, you know, after I played three years with him in college, it's just great. You know, some familiar, and, you know, we could push each other, you know, and help each other get better.
Great stuff here. We got about 60 seconds left. Got a message for those Buck fans. We know that we still want them to go get their tickets, get out to Raymond James Stadium. We know there's a big faith in football thing going on after the game. One last opportunity to see this 2012 team here at home. Encourage those Buck fans to come do it because I know you guys need them.
Yeah, you know, come out, man. You guys have been great all year. And, you know, I feel like we're getting better, you know, even though things may not have went, you know, as we all had hoped, you know what I mean? But, you know, we're getting better. We're building something great here, man. Coach Shiano has something, you know, really good going on here, man. And, you know, it's going to be exciting. Let's keep it going, man, in this year on the right note.
That's the way to be. Get the last win there at home. Mason Foster, great treat here. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thanks for sitting with us on this Friday night, all right? Get them Sunday.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
There is number 59, Mason Foster. We will be on the air Sunday at noon. 1 o'clock is kick time for the Bucks and the Rams. My thanks to Eric Sachs tonight. Kelly Schutz sitting here to make sure that we behave. Jeff Ryan at One Buck Place. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you Sunday on the Buccaneers Radio Network.